15th, the servant of God, Peter of Malines, confessor, first order. About the year 1250, there lived in the Franciscan convent at Malines in Brabant, Father Peter, a model of perfection. He fostered special devotion toward the Blessed Sacrament. The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass he celebrated with the greatest reverence and ardent devotion. Once, when he raised the consecrated host on high at the elevation, children who were kneeling near the altar saw a beautiful little boy in his hands instead of the host. Filled with astonishment, they drew the attention of their mothers, who were also attending the Mass, to the miracle. After Father Peter's death, his body was laid to rest before the altar of the Blessed Sacrament. But so many miracles occurred there, and the concourse of people became so great, that it seriously disturbed the divine services. So the guardian of the convent commanded the deceased, in virtue of holy obedience, to desist from working further miracles, just as several historians relate that St. Francis commanded Brother Peter of Catani to do. Our saintly Peter rendered prompt obedience even after his death. The miracles at his grave ceased from that time on. On the presence of Christ in the Holy Sacrament of the altar. Consider how Almighty God performed the miracle during the Holy Mass said by Father Peter. For him it was to be a reward for his ardent devotion, but for those in attendance, a means of strengthening their faith in the real presence of Christ in the Holy Sacrament. Through this lively faith, their devotion and their reverence, in which children especially fail at times, was to be increased. For on the measure of our faith in the Most Holy Sacrament depends the measure of our reverence for it. The same miracle once occurred in the Royal Chapel of King St. Louis. The king had not been in attendance at that Mass, so someone called him to see the miracle. But Louis answered and said, "Let those who do not believe go and see it. Thanks be to God, I have no need to do so." Would it be necessary for you to witness such a miracle in order to revive your faith and your devotion? Consider how our faith vouches for the real presence of Christ in the Holy Sacrament. Christ had promised to give us his sacred flesh and blood under the appearance of bread. When the multitudes of people came to him a few days after the miraculous multiplication of bread, he said to them, "Labor not for the meat that perishes, but for that which endures unto life everlasting." John 6:27. Then, when they expressed their desire for this food, he said, "I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread which I shall give is my flesh for the life of the world." John 6:51. What a blessed promise! Let us not fail to thank God for it. Consider how Christ fulfilled this promise. On the eve of his passion, when his disciples had gathered in the upper room, he said to them, "With desire I have desired to eat this pasch with you before I suffer." Luke 22:15. Because he intended to fulfill the great promise immediately afterwards. Then, taking bread, he gave thanks and broke and gave to them, saying, "This is my body, which is given for you." In like manner also the chalice, after he had supped, saying, "This is the chalice of the New Testament in my blood, which shall be shed for you. Do this for a commemoration of me." Under the separate appearances of bread and wine, our Lord gave his sacred body and his sacred blood and ordained that as a remembrance of him, the priest should make the same change at Holy Mass, in order to renew the memory of his sacrificial death on the cross. However, under each appearance, even in that of bread alone, the faithful Christian receives the flesh and blood of Christ, for it is the living body of the Lord, which cannot exist without blood. It is the bread that lives and gives life, as the Lord himself said, "He that eats this bread shall live forever." John 6:59. May we ever honor it, and so partake of it, that it may lead us to eternal life. Prayer of the Church. O God, who in this wonderful sacrament has left us a memorial of thy passion, grant, we beseech thee, so to venerate the sacred mysteries of thy body and blood, that we may ever feel within us the fruit of thy redemption, who livest and reignest forever and ever.